It's a bright Thursday afternoon at Abdelkader Village, and the children at Abdelkader School are singing their thanks to Allah that they are getting an education and grateful for their classes. The 42 boys and 15 girls have a lot to be thankful for because their lives were marked by the severe drought that affected every aspect of the children's well-being.
I've been here for 3 months. My family moved away and left me here. We had 500 goats, and all of them died. Except 8. I don't know where my family is now.
That's 11-year-old Akari Ali Alo. He's one of the newer boys who were dropped off or abandoned at the school by families whose livelihoods were destroyed when they lost all their livestock. The reality is, the children haven't seen their families in many months, says Omar Ali Olo, the headmaster.
Nobody has gone back to their family. Some have been here for 2 years, and they haven't seen their families. The thing is, they're not even close by. Some went to Djibouti, some are far in the pastoral areas, some are on the coast, some went all the way to Ethiopia. They're all scattered. They have a way of at least making sure the children are okay. Sometimes they find a phone and call us or send messages. That's why the children are saying they don't miss their families. When you compare the life they had and the life you see today, even for these children, this is the best life they ever had. They're still afraid of going back to that life, going hungry, maybe for days.
10-year-old Awali Isman Ismail, whose favorite subject is Islamic studies, was in a similar situation.
I came here last year when people were moving to the coast, and I was left here to go to school. At first, when I came here, I was missing my mother and my family, but I still wanted to be in this school. I'm used to it now, and I feel okay.
The 42 boys live in classrooms at school, while the 15 girls live with families in the village. Headmaster Olo is both father and mother to his pupils, but he says he couldn't watch these children suffer and do nothing.
In another situation, you worry about how you take that responsibility and what do you do. But when it's really desperate, that's when we're really tested. We had no other option than to save the children and help them. For example, we could not watch our people suffering here, and we have enough meals for our families and our children. So what we did, at least, was to take that initiative of collecting and keeping these children.
They are fed 3 times a day. Olo has struggled to maintain the school, and he knows that there are another 100 children who are desperate to come to Abdelkader School, but there's no space in the classroom dormitories. The boys are boisterously playing in their classroom after school. There are 42 mattresses stacked in the corner of the room, a reminder that school, play, and home are blended into this compact space. Save the Children, an international aid organization with 2 offices in Somaliland, found out about Olo's quest to try and help the neediest and stepped in, providing the mattresses, bedding, and 2 months' worth of food for the students. Save the Children is currently building a kitchen and a boys' dormitory so the pupils can have a separate living space. Olo says he's grateful for the help, especially because he has pushed villagers to contribute to the students' upkeep.
It's really a very, very big responsibility for us. We feel how heavy it is on us. Even going out in the community and making sure these people are contributing, to talk to everyone, and you should shoulder all these responsibilities, and trying to push our community not to use any money on chewing cat, but at least support them.
For now, Abdelkader School continues to give education and a home for some of the neediest youngsters of pastoral parents in the area. Reporting for RFI from Abdelkader Village, Somaliland, I'm Laura Angela Bagnetto. What?